Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And we've had a couple of cold fronts. In fact, a freeze in northern parts of the state down along the coast. We've had a couple of fronts that move through, and that helps along with that speckled trout transition. Let's find out what's going on in Grand Isle. Darryl Carpenter joins us. And, Darryl, looks like to me the stage should be set except for pretty much a slack tide. Only got about 0.4 of a foot. But otherwise, we're going to have some light winds, and the temperature should be right. How's the fishing going to be this weekend?
Well, Don, it's been pretty good. I mean, after this, you know, the cold front blew through and it calmed down, it took a couple of days. The water started cleaning up a little bit. The problem is, you know, the problem we're running into, and I believe it relates back to that freeze earlier this year, is we don't have big gangs of fish. You're constantly having to move around. We're finding that if you get five or six speckled trout in one area, instead of what we're accustomed to, you know, those hour and a half long trips this time of the year, if you get six or seven in one area, you're doing really well, but that's usually the end of that, and you got to move and find them somewhere else. We just need, you know, we need some time to recover from that freeze, I do believe. But with that said, we've been doing a lot of moving around and a lot of, you know, filling in the box at by the end of the day. You take yesterday, we had everything but the flounder. I mean, black drum, redfish, some speckled trout mixed in, sheephead are starting to show up. So there's a wide variety to fill your day. Now, what we have found, strangely, the last few days, and perhaps it had something to do with the shock of this cold front, is this week the fish have been heavily dependent on live shrimp. You know, we use a lot of finfish this time of the year. We got some pogies left, mostly cockerel minnows, that type of stuff. But man, if when there's live shrimp available right now, this past week's the time you wanted to have them because they were heavily dependent on that. But other than that, like I said, Don, we've been running from one oyster reef to another, from one platform to another, and while we're not, you know, we're not talking about the 70 to 100 trout that we're used to this time of the year. We're sure putting together some fine boxes and a lot of variety.
Yeah, well, that's what you call run-and-gun fishing, and sometimes you're forced to do that. What time frame do you give it when you get to a spot? If you don't get a bite, how long do you fish that spot before you move to another?
We've been averaging 45 minutes. Back, mm-hmm. Unless, you know, some areas, it all depends, and it's intuition. I mean, you know, we pulled up to one of our normal, really good fall spots the other day. The water had cleaned up good, and it's an area I normally would have given 30, 45 minutes. But, you know, when we got there, it was devoid of activity, and it's one of those things. There were no dolphin. There were no pogies flopping. You know, there was just no bait present. So it's like, we're here. We ran here. Let's give it three or four casts. And after nothing, then we left. So intuition plays into it a little bit. And, you know, if you've got bait around and you're confident in the spot, give it that 30, 45. If you get there and it just doesn't look right, we give it three or four casts because we ran there, then move on.
Darryl, you know, a great sign of feeding fish, the presence and their feeding and activity is when you spot birds. But you don't really see them too much this time of year. I guess that's because the fish are feeding down deep and not really driving that prey up to the surface for the birds to spot.
Yeah, we are accustomed to seeing some flocks of birds, especially when you start getting into that transition area between, you know, our open bays and that marsh. But there's just been a void of them this year, and I believe that is it. I believe that, you know, we don't have the big schools of fish that are driving those shrimp to the surface. Those shrimp like to stay deep, and it takes a school of fish acting on them to push them to the top, and we just haven't seen that this year. That front don, just one thing we have found all week long, and not just myself, but everybody else is talking about it too, that front did drop the water temperatures into the low 60s, and it looks like it was a little bit of a shock for our white trout. Because, man, look, we had been totally void of white trout all week since that front came through. So I think they may have pushed those white trout out into the Gulf. And the good news that comes with it is we fished all week, and I think all week long we've caught two hardheads. So the hardheads have pretty much been pushed out into the Gulf, too. So times are changing, and it's starting to look, you're going to have to start looking into those deeper holes. And holding real hard, we find that the redfish have not been scattered in the marsh. They've been holding on structure. So oyster reefs, rocks, rigs, platforms, that's where the reds have been holding this past week.
All right. That's some great information to where not to fish sometimes. Darryl, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, we got some holiday seasons coming up. People have time off. Kids are out of school. Good time to book some trips. They can find you on my website. Give them your website and phone number.
They can find most of the information on realscreamers.com. Or if it's time to talk fishing, just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Thank you for the report. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Don.
All right, there it goes. You too. Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com, operates out of the great location of Grand Isle. All right, when we come back, I got some updates, some new information on the pogie issue. I'm sure you'll be happy to hear that. Also, we're going to talk to Eric Mohabarak, get a paddler's report. He got caught up in a bull redfish frenzy. He'll tell you about that. Also, there was a yellowfin tuna caught off of a pier. And that's a great opportunity for people who can never get offshore and still want to fish for some blue water species. We'll tell you where and when that happened. And we're going to visit the duck blinds of Mike Smith with Louisiana Duck Hunts, Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures, and my buddy Captain Kirk out there out west. We'll get into his duck blind and find out what's happening, because legal shooting hours in some parts of the state have already begun on this opening day. We'll be back with another full hour on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.